This is Senator Bob Dole. House Democrats are up to their old tricks again, gutting our national defense. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, your PR campaign to portray liberals as born-again conservatives has fizzled. The American people are just too smart to fall for that hype. When your crowd guts the national defense budget, the people should holler. The Democrat-controlled House laid waste to America's defense. They cut funding below the bone, took away Uncle Sam's right to test his own weapons, and forced the President to abide by the unratified SALT II Treaty. And I'll bet the Russians are laughing, too. Ted, the House pulled the rug out from under our arms negotiators in Geneva. You can't convince the Russians we're a formidable foe when the House is defusing our defense system. I'm going to work with the President to fix the liberal disaster, Ted. How about you helping out a bit this time?
Bob, sometimes it sounds as if you're facing off from outer space. Alice in Wonderland might agree that defense spending has been cut to the bone, but the truth is, it hasn't been cut at all. What we have done is bring runaway Pentagon spending under control. We've held the line at the current level, still the highest ever. The binge may be over, Bob, but that's no excuse for crying wolf. The same is true on arms control. Steps by Congress have finally caught President Reagan's attention. The hardliners in the White House are in retreat, and President Reagan obviously wants an arms control agreement before his term is over. I know you've never met a weapon systems you didn't like, Bob, or an arms control agreement you did like, but times are changing and so should you. Don't be the last right-wing bird to fly off the telephone wire, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the right wing's latest assault on the federal courts. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.